Okay, continuing items. I'm understanding number four is no longer a discussion.
I'm not sure that's the case, because the tabled motion was to remove Dale from the board, and that was a member's motion. And,
right.
And I think the question that we have to address is, what as a board do we propose to do about that? Do we want to call a special meeting of the membership? It's obviously not one we can act on. It's the membership that has to act. But we're the only ones who can officially get the membership together if we choose to do that. If we choose not to do that, the members need to be told that we're not going to do that.
Okay, I misinterpreted when I was reading. I was under the impression of Dale as president, but as I read it, it does say Dale Clarkson from the board.
Ken had a question.
Yes. When this motion was first brought up, it was just to question whether there was a conflict of interest. And then as procedures were developed through the meeting, then it became a question whether Dale could be removed as a president, and then it became a question whether he should be removed from the board. But the original statement was just a question whether there was a conflict of interest. Since the person who made this motion is not here, and I was the one that seconded it, that would be more than satisfactory to me. It has been brought up as a question, and Dale has answered that by signing as a president. That satisfies that portion of it, as far as I'm concerned. But there's no way that we can resolve this otherwise by having an entire membership vote again upon it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that we really need to do that or not. Okay?
Okay, well, here's the thing. If we make the motion today that it needs to be brought to the membership voting, it really needs to go back to the annual meeting. So we could put it off to the annual meeting, but the annual meeting is already an election thing. So,
but there could be a special.
Unless we specifically push or a member pushes for a special meeting, I think we just need to leave it as is and say we will address that issue at the next annual meeting. If it's brought about.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
I second that motion. I'd like to restate it, see if it comes out somewhat the same. But my thought would be to make a report to the membership what's transpired in this meeting. Not just a regular minutes kind of a thing, but a special report, whether it's posted or mailed. I think that may be up to Dale or to another vote, but I think what Shauna's motion is and my second is that we call for a report to the membership.
The report is what?
The results of this particular meeting.
Well, that'll go out in the newsletter. We're going to put that right away, right?
And I think that's probably a good enough way to report it.
Larry Bear?
That should take care of it. I think it's been resolved. So.
Yes, suggestions, Dale?
Nope.
Let's have a vote then.
Okay, so we put this off until the next annual meeting.
No.
Well, shouldn't all the members of the association vote on it?
They can by doing a petition. There's two ways to get it to a special meeting. That's if four members of this board vote for it, or if the members get 100 signatures on a petition. I think the 100 signatures on a petition would be plenty easy. So my recommendation is the board does not take that action, but only ask for a report. And that's, I think, what Sean is moving for, is just a report to the membership of the action of this.
What's transpired.
Yeah, the pertinent items that transpired today at this meeting.
So then in that point, because this is a tabled motion to remove Dale Clarkson from the board, we wouldn't necessarily have to vote on that at this point. It's just a matter of the resolution as to how it occurs at this particular moment as to his position still on the board, but not as an acting president.
That doesn't address the motion thing.
That's what I'm wondering.
No.
So we basically have to...
Well, he was voted in by the voice of the people. No.
So the voice of the people have to take
they
it
have
out.
To take
we
it
have to
out
go back to the annual meeting
agree
and
on.
Or forget it.
The tabled motion was tabled by the members, not by the board. We can't act on it. We can't untable it. We
correct
can't do anything.
Right.
All we can say is Are we going to call a special meeting for them to act on it, or are we going to wait for them to make a petition to act on it, or are we going to wait for the regularly scheduled annual meeting? Those are the three options.
And then in the meantime,
this is what
we've
done, and they will have to, if they want to petition for a special meeting, they should petition.
Larry?
I think all you have to do is when you send your newsletter out, just say Dale to step down as president. If they want to carry it any further, then they have the option to do it, but
sure.
I don't think it will. I think that'll take care of everything, and there'll be no...
But my question was... My question was, we as a board, do we have to address the fact that there should be a special meeting called, or if we vote on it and say, no, we do not, that this is what we want to do?
Well, I think by our non-action to that very question that you just stated is the answer to the membership.
That's right.
I agree to that, but formally is that, as Larry was saying.
Unless there's a motion made to call a special meeting by the board, then there is no motion, and it goes to the first of the annual meeting. And that would signify that the board does not decide to call a special meeting.
You had a statement or a question?
I just think that it would be a good idea in the report to the general membership that those options be clarified and that the action of the board the decision of the board not to call the special meeting be
noted.
Would mean
noted.
That we are putting the ball in the court of the members between now and the annual meeting. They want to call
it. That essentially, if they want a different action between now and the annual meeting, that they...
You can state all that, but it's also in your bylaws. It tells you tells them exactly what they have the right to do. And everybody has a copy of those bylaws.
Everyone does.
Well,
but it's just more.
Yeah. Okay, if you make it more flowery, it's going to make more trouble.
Yeah.
All right, there is a motion on the table, and it's been seconded that we do not, as a board, call for a special meeting, but
report.
But
I didn't finish. But make a report in the newsletter that will follow within the next month. The decisions of the board and what they have agreed upon to follow through. And if the membership takes it another step or whatever they need to do, we in turn have done our part of what we believe is necessary as a board.
Yeah, that last part wasn't in the motion, I don't think.
No, it wasn't. Explanation.
Okay, is, one point of clarification, is the motion to not call for a special meeting and report?
Right. Not to call for a special meeting, but to report it in the newsletter of Dale's resignation as president. Does that make it more simple?
The motions are motions for a positive action or our motions for a non-positive action? Do you call for a special meeting and vote it down?
I've been feeling what Larry's feeling right now.
Does that make sense?
I don't think we need a motion either way unless somebody makes a motion to call for a special meeting. Otherwise, we are
accepting
a negative thing, a negative point. It will go in the newsletter.
Sure. And we're in agreement to put this as a report to the membership concerning the action of the board.
I don't think there's anything we need to vote on.
So we don't need to vote on.
Well, except if there's a motion on the table.
Her motion. We need to vote on
Maybe Donna would say that she amend her motion to say that the board makes a report to the membership.
Well, okay, let's do this. I wanted to make the motion that is put in the newsletter. It'll all be in the minutes, but let's just put it in the newsletter so that everybody has it, and that's it. That's the whole bit.
That would be done naturally.
Then the motion would be that the board take no action on the tabled motion at this time.
No, I don't think that's right either.
Except for the reporting aspect
of it.
We're doing that again.
I believe what it should say is that the board voted to report to the membership of Dale's resignation.
can however we do
it. And not say anything about special meetings or tables.
Yeah, we have to answer what they said. That's why we have to say something. You know, that we tabled it.
We didn't have grand assets. Pass them.
Just because there's an item on the agenda doesn't mean we have to answer it.
They're strong.
The membership didn't put that on there. We did.
Okay.
Thanks.
Carry on the meeting.
The board that Dale resigned as president, the board accepted this as being resolved and the issue is closed unless you want to go further. And the board is accepting it and we feel no further action is required. And then let the members make their own decision. If they're going to take advice from the board members, that we figure this has been handled, this is sufficient. No further action is needed. Case is closed. What's going on with business?
That's two issues. That's two issues.
We got into this because we tried to clarify the rule of orders beforehand. The original motion was to question the issue whether there was a conflict of interest. And clarifying this, it was brought around to the point that we had to vote on whether we were going to take that action or not. And that wasn't what the original intent was. Okay. I think we've met the original intent more than satisfactory.
Well, whether there was the original intent or not, it was a motion. So I think by commenting the way Bill's saying, then we are talking about backing or, you know, the original intent, and we're talking about the motion as is, and it's lumping it all together.
I'm withdrawing the motion.
I think unless there's somebody right
we
now
don't
today
either.
That wants to make a motion to call a special meeting, the less said is the better.
I'm making the motion that I withdraw my motion.
I have to withdraw my second if she withdraws her motion.
And do you?
No, so forget it.
Okay, so it's noted that we're not going to have a motion on this. We are going to include it as a report in the newsletter, and that newsletter should be within a month after we meet today.
Good idea.
And there's no motion.
And there's no motion, so that's just a statement.
Just move on.
Correct?
I'm looking at that non-motion. Let's go.
I know you want to keep
moving right along.